You know, you've heard me say it many times, we're all young at heart, so we are all so children of the living God. So Jesus said, come unto me, all the little children. So sometimes we have to bring the youth message down to a childlike level. Often thought, when you see older people in their older age, they become little like childlike. They like to be read to, and they like to color, and they like to do all the things children do. I think maybe that's God's way of preparing us to enter into the kingdom for eternity. What did Jesus say? Come unto me, all the little children. Yep, that's it. He loved us that much. Did you know this is a Sunday that we call Christmas Sunday? Did you know that we got a lot of candles in the church during this time of year? More candles than normal. Normal we have just the two on the altar. But now we have what we call an Advent wreath, and there's four big candles and one in the middle, which is the Christ candle. So candles become a very important part of the church. Now, I don't know, because we weren't there, the very, very first Christmas trees way back then, and they had to be careful, but we didn't have electricity then. So what did they do? Martin Luther, I think, was the founder of the Protestant Church, who was the first to put candles on a Christmas tree that he brought into his home. Now, the candle was to represent Jesus. Now, they had to place them on the tree very carefully, because you don't want the tree to catch on fire, do you? But think about what I said a little while ago about Jesus as the light of the world. That's what Jesus said about himself. He said, I am the light of the world. In John chapter 10, Jesus even went to the Festival of Lights. So I want to ask you a question, and I want you to think about this. If a candle glows in the dark in a room, does it help us to see? Yeah, it does, doesn't it? And it also helps things to grow. Miss Judy has got some little flowers that she has in the window, and they just bloom and bloom and bloom. And I asked her one day, why do those flowers in the window bloom so well? She said it's because of the sunlight. And they keep the plants warm even in the cold of the winter, and they just blossom. Well, I also think maybe light makes it possible for us to work and play at night, when ordinarily it's dark and we wouldn't want to go out in the dark. Or we wouldn't have television without coming from the screen on our television set. So light has many, many, many purposes. And it's certainly a gift from God, light. Light also reminds us of joy. Did you, like some of these days now, I call them Pennsylvania days, because this is what it's like in Pennsylvania almost all winter. It's the gray outside. It's not freezing cold, but it's gray. And grayness is associated sometimes with sadness. So light is a symbol of light. And just as darkness is a symbol of death, did you know there would be no colors unless we had light? Yeah, no colors in complete darkness. Well, I ramble on a little bit to tell you this. Many of the qualities of light help us to understand what Jesus meant when he said he was the light of the world. Jesus brightens our lives and makes us glad to be alive. Amen. He helps us to grow, and just like the sunlight helps those little flowers to grow, we feel warm and secure in his presence, and we're not afraid when he is near us. He makes our lives alive and colorful, and giving meaning and purpose for living. I think now, as we celebrate Christmas Sunday, it's because Jesus is the light of the world. And he came to us in the form of a little baby many years ago. So when you see the lights on a Christmas tree, think of Jesus, the light of the world. And then you surely will not walk in darkness if Jesus is with you. Because he is with you every waking moment of the day. Because he said, when I go home to Daddy, I'm going to send another greater than me. The gift of the Holy Spirit, who never leaves you nor forsakes you.